Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Day 18 of our At the Movies Advent Calendar. Ian and Uma with you. And today we're talking about a Barry Levinson film from 1982 called Diner. It was his debut feature and the first of four of what has come to be known as his Baltimore films, including Tin Man, Avalon, and Liberty Heights. Barry Levinson, if you don't know, is just an incredible dramatic comic director. This movie kind of started the careers of a lot of young actors. Steve Guttenberg, Daniel Stern, Mickey Rourke, Kevin Bacon, Tim Daly, Paul Reiser, and Ellen Barkin.
That's quite a cast.
Right? And it kind of explores the changing relationship as friends kind of grow up and become adults. And it does so through a series of vignettes as opposed to one long continuous story. Everyone kind of ends up in this diner where they talk and joke about their future, however good or miserable that may be.
So I'd never heard of this movie till you brought it up. And I'd still, looking at any publicity stuff, I don't really get that it's a Christmas movie.
Right. So here's the reason why I kind of like it as a Christmas movie. It is set during Christmas time, even though all of the characters in this movie are Jewish.
Oh. Do they eat Chinese food on Christmas Day?
No, they don't eat Chinese food. They end up in the diner, of course. Yeah. But Christmas has no special meaning or religious significance to them. All it does, and I think this is one of the few Christmas movies that does this, all it does is mark an end of something. In this case, it's the year ending, but it's also the end of their teenage immaturity.
And is it also, have any of them moved away? Is it a time for them to come back home because it's holiday season?
Some move away and come back, and so old friends get reunited. There is also a scene where a rich, drunk college dropout, Kevin Bacon, clad only in his underwear, picks a fight in a creche where he beats up models of the Magi and then proceeds to pass out in the manger. So Christmas...
Is this a Farrelly movie?
Christmas! Farrelly movie? No. No. I mean, so go check it out. I know you haven't seen this movie yet, Ian, but I would say go check it out. It's one of these things which Levinson is really, really good at. Like, all of the dialogue feels really, really fresh and improvised, and all of the performances are super complex and original. Mickey Rourke, in particular, plays this kind of cad that is slowly evolving as he grows. He gambles too much. He womanizes too much. This is the movie that kind of introduced you to the concept of going to the cinema and placing your penis in a popcorn jar so the woman might accidentally reach for it. This is that movie.
Oh my God.
This is that movie. And it's a very boys film. It's a very bro film, right?
And do all the vignettes contain all the characters, or is it like they all go in and out of each other's orbits?
They go in and out of each other's orbits, and it's kind of tied into each other because different emotional arcs kind of cross the whole film.
Mm. They're there for a wedding or something, is it?
Paul Reiser's character is getting married, but he loves football so much that he makes his fiance take a football test before, you know, she is worthy enough to marry him.
I mean, he's a real catch.
He's a real catch, exactly, exactly. I think it's partially biographical in some ways for Barry Levinson, but it's this very interesting take on men in the 50s coming out of high school and college and how they see themselves, or what they see being grown up is all about, and how that is constantly being challenged and flies in the face of it. And yes, I mean, therein lies the Christmas message, right? Mm. The Christmas as a marking point for change.
Mm.
And this movie does it really, really well.
It's the winter solstice. It's a time of rebirth.
It is. Huh. Diner Man. I mean, it's not your typical Christmas movie. And the only reason it's on this list is because I had seen it before we had decided to do this advent calendar. Mm. And I was like, wait, this is set in Christmas. It's got some interesting non-Christmassy Christmas messages.
Oh, so it's all Diner's fault that we're doing this.
Yes, it is all Diner's fault. It is all Diner's fault. And I thought, hell, if we're featuring Lethal Weapon and Die Hard, why not a movie about six Jewish boys and their growing pains, right? Yeah.
It fits.
So I would definitely go check it out.
I'm going to check it out, yeah.
Yeah. Diner is our 18th movie.
Yeah. Sounds right. I'll go with that.
Are we losing track? 18th movie. Hey, can I tell you this, though? When we started doing this, I was concerned that we'd be all Christmased out. But I think in our selections, we've kind of paced ourselves and we have a little bit of a doubly curve.
Yeah.
I think the lowest point being Jingle All the Way so far.
But it was a low point, but it was also a palate cleanser. It's like we've had some fine caviar. Now it's time to eat some dirt before we go on to the next course,
exactly.
Which is, you know, their most expensive dish stuffed with their second expensive dish, you know, lobster stuffed with taco.
Correct.
From The Simpsons.
But let us know how you're going. Are you following us on our advent calendar journey? Have you seen any of these movies? Have you seen Diner? Let us know what you think. I'm on at Uma Fagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime. I'm looking forward to this next run. The run to Christmas should be good.
So, yeah, we've saved some of our favorites for the run to Christmas. I think the last 7 days are going to be just some of the best that Hollywood and Britain and some of the best Christmas movies the world has to offer, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting to note that while you've had forced entries like New Year movies and Valentine's Day movies, I think Christmas is the one kind of celebration that has really capitalized on this marketing.
Mm.
And so, you know, people ask me, 25 Christmas movies? I mean, are there that many? No, there are dozens more.
Yeah.
The Hallmark Channel practically creates a Christmas movie every week, when it's not Christmas.
It's even if you're not Christian, it's a universal thing that everyone knows about.
Correct.
And, you know, you generally get the day off no matter where you are in the world.
So we've saved our best 7 movies for the last week. This is At The Movies on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.